Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and very excited to have you with us here tonight. It is Saturday, April 28th, 2007, 2 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone, final hour of the program. And welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And maybe you've been to our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, in which case lots of great information there, courtesy of our hard-working webmaster, James, who, it's his site, honestly. I mean, it's his, he does everything himself, and he owns it, he pays for it, he updates it. It's his site. And I think he's got some amazing stuff on there. So let him know you appreciate him, any way you can help him out, even just a pat on the back. I know he'd appreciate that, as, you know, I try to do on a regular basis and don't always get time. But, you know, I've offered up the phone line, of course, many times for open lines, and I continue that right now. 800-313-9443. We're talking about torture. And this George Tenet, of course, former director of the CIA, has got a new book out he's promoting. He's on 60 Minutes on Sunday. He's whining about how he's the scapegoat for the whole Iraq war. But, again, he's upset because he was, you know, his reputation's tarnished. His career is over. Wah. And then he goes on to say that torturing, although he calls them enhanced interrogation techniques, have gathered more information than the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA all together. So he's you know, this guy is all over the place. He's not making any sense. But he is saying, you know, hey, look, I hear about all these all the time, that there's nukes in American cities, and these plots are going to happen, and this and this and this, and so on and so forth, and blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing, about, though, you know, and again, I've kind of been sort of waxing philosophically about it. But I feel that if you know, or you hear, that there's going to be an imminent terrorist attack. It's going to be huge, and it's going to happen next week. Well, who'd you hear that from? What, Al-Qaeda? Okay. Well, has the person been in jail for the last 6-7 years? Because odds are they're probably not finding out about new operations going on if they have been incarcerated their whole time. Doesn't make any sense. So who do you torture for that? Oh, we capture new people and torture them. Okay. Then what are you keeping the other people for? Charge them. Do something. The whole enemy combatant, you know, non-legally binding status is troublesome to me. I think that's unfair, and certainly they're paving the way for all of us to end up as enemy combatants in some capacity, I'm sure. But this is just ludicrous. We should have enough safeguards in place to prevent terrorist attacks anyway. And then, of course, George Tenet would say this, September 11th. Yeah, that's right. We should have had safeguards in place prior to this. And you can bring up all the different factors, all the things we've heard about, the air defenses, the missiles on top of the Pentagon, secure airspace, transponders, hijacking protocols, and so on and so forth. Where did all those things fall apart at? And people would say, oh, well, you know, the September 11th Commission said that the intelligence organizations are not communicating. Well, George Tenet, ex-director of the CIA, said that torture is more effective anyway. But yet, a locked cockpit door might have been effective, or, you know, better airport security screeners would have been effective, or pilots who were called up to shoot down aircraft that were hijacked would have been effective. Not staging a drill where planes fly into buildings would have been effective on, you know, on that day or any day for that matter. I could think of a great many others. All sorts of things. We don't need to torture. We don't need to do this stuff. There's no issue, in my opinion, that they can't get information about in enough time that they're so sure is going to happen. Because if you know it's going to happen, you know it's going to happen soon, then you should probably know some more details. Find out. What did you hear about that from? You know, read further, if you will. I don't see it myself. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Stay with us. Back in three.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of accept products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, active, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly for credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-to, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
There's a problem that is on the bargain bill. He's weights and pulleys, feathers hit the ground.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, Mons. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Talking about torture. I just don't buy into it, but George Tenet has this to say, apparently on CBS. I wonder how much of this they'll actually keep in the broadcast. And then again, time's on the line out Thursday. Quote, "Everybody forgets one central context of what we lived through, the palpable fear that we felt on the basis of the fact that there was so much we did not know." End quote. Okay, well, FBI been around for how many decades? How many decades has the CIA been around? How many decades has the NSA been around? So the point is, if they're not doing their jobs, okay, then you need to do something different. And incorporating all the intelligence agencies to fall under one person, an intelligence czar, well, they always use that word, I wonder, is not the way to do it. Let's consolidate bureaucracy. That'll make us more effective. No, it won't. You're trying to tell me, oh, they couldn't talk. Why could they not talk to each other? You can't just pick up the phone, hey, over there at the FBI, this is CIA calling. Just want to let you know, we're hearing some stuff about a terrorist attack. Okay, thanks. We'll check that out. There's just a follow-through. The point is that the ideas that torture is more effective than intelligence indicates two things. Number one, first of all, You have to be torturing the right people. You have to be torturing people who know something, okay, first of all, presumably. And if they know, how do you know that they know something? And at what point do you sacrifice your humanity, your ethics, morality, your faith, perhaps, into a situation where the end justifies the means if you're wrong? What if you're wrong? Why don't we just take everybody out and start executing them? You know, how many people get released from death row after the DNA technology came into play? And I'm sure, hey, trust me, the powers that be love to just simply start executing people for no reason, without a doubt. Doesn't mean we should do it. And I'm sure most people would agree with the idea that anyone would think that torture is a good idea is indicating that they believe they'll never be tortured. Well, that's great. You say, I'm not a terrorist. I'll never be tortured. Well, I don't imagine everybody who's ever been tortured has been a terrorist either. But anyway, I like this, the palpable fear we felt on the basis of the fact there was so much we did not know. Yeah, well, we all wanted truth. Did we get it? Nope. Not from the mainstream, not from the government officials, and not in our policies at all. Story goes on. When Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the September 11th mastermind, was captured in a raid in Pakistan in March 2003, Mr. Tennant said the techniques were apparently a surprise to him. The captured terrorist told CIA interrogators, quote, "I'll talk to you guys when you take me to New York and I can see my lawyer," end quote. Instead, he was reportedly flown around the world, kept in secret prisons, and waterboarded. In a closed hearing at Guantanamo Bay this year, he claimed he had been tortured by the CIA. There is no evidence to corroborate this claim. Because the CIA, or whomever, presumably doesn't keep records, today... let's see, 8:54 a.m., tortured Khalid Sheikh Mohammed with waterboarding, drowned him several times, had to bring him back to life, resuscitate him a couple of times, and he admitted to crashing the UFO at Roswell. Yeah, there's effective and actionable intelligence, isn't there? When asked whether he lost sleep over the interrogations, Bennett said, quote, "Of course you lose sleep over it. You're on new territory," end quote. So he lost sleep because he's in new territory, meaning that he's not used to really dealing with the fact that he's authorizing torture. But presumably once you're okay with it, once the territory's not new, then you don't lose sleep anymore. That's really what he's saying, in essence. So a whole lot of things about it. Yeah, you lose sleep, but it's for the greater good. The end justifies the means. Here we've got from 2004 USA Today. You find this fairly easy. U.S. interrogation technique. It says in the late 2002 2003, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld approved specific interrogation techniques for extracting information from Taliban and Al-Qaeda detainees at the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The Bush administration made the previously classified list public Tuesday. The final April 2003 list of 24 techniques approved by Rumsfeld, plus three he rejected out of hand, and seven that were initially approved but later apparently rejected. Approved techniques, you know, direct, meaning asking straightforward questions, providing a reward or removing a privilege, playing on the love that a detainee has for an individual group, playing on the hatred a detainee has for an individual or group, significantly increasing fear levels in detainee, moderately increasing fear levels in detainee, reducing the fear level in a detainee, boosting the ego of a detainee, attacking and insulting the ego of a detainee, invoking the feeling of futility in a detainee, convincing a detainee that the interrogator already knows the answer to the question being asked. Convincing a detainee that the interrogator has mistaken him for someone else. Continuously repeating the same question to a detainee within interrogation periods of narration. Convincing a detainee that the interrogator has a damning and inaccurate file that must be fixed. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. Techniques initially approved but apparently dropped. Forced shaving of that beard or head. Hooding. During transport and interrogations up to more than 20 hours, use of mild, non-injurious contact, stress positions such as standing for a maximum of 4 hours, or some of the other ones we've heard, removing a detainee's clothing, use of dogs to frighten a detainee. Techniques proposed by Guantanamo interrogators but rejected by Rumsfeld in 2002, the use of scenarios to convince a detainee that death or severely painful consequences are imminent for he or his family, exposed to cold weather or cold water with appropriate medical monitoring, use of a wet towel and dripping water to induce the misperception of suffocation, such as waterboarding, which we know they've done. So even though they've been quote-unquote rejected, it changes things, not at all. Another little spin, another little factoid to toss in the mixture here is the fact that this these techniques that they said were approved for use in Guantanamo and whatnot, the amended version is you know, fairly straightforward as far as the things they're allowed to do, and they're fairly innocuous, like yelling at a detainee is okay, but not hitting them is bad, and so on and so forth. That applies to U.S. military personnel. It does not apply to the CIA. And that was a distinction that was made when they released the new information. But anyway, let's get back to this. This one from the 25th. An Iraqi online news agency revealed Tuesday the abduction and torture of Iranian diplomat Jalal Sharafi was conducted by the CIA. According to reports from Al-Akhbar Al-Iraq news agency, Iraqi intelligence forces cooperated with the CIA to carry out the operation. Said the source, quote, following CIA orders, six members of the Iraqi armed forces captured Sharafi near the Iranian embassy in Baghdad. Then he was taken to an area known as Al-Qadesa, where he was tortured, end quote. The Iranian diplomat has stated while in custody, he was severely tortured by his captors. Second, Secretary of Iran embassy in Iraq was kidnapped in February of 2007, returned to Tehran in April 3rd. So anyway, here's some interesting factoids on that. This one from abc.net.au came out on April 11th. Iran has shown footage of the wounds of an Iranian diplomat released after 2 months in captivity in Iraq, saying the pictures show he was tortured by U.S. forces. Said statement, quote, the United States, whose officials make claims about human rights, drilled holes in the legs of Jalal Sharafi, and there were signs of damage to his nose and neck, end quote. So they're right. Whether we did it or we allowed it to happen, the point is that we no longer have credibility to address human rights issues with other countries, which is a real tragedy because there are a lot of things that need to be redressed in other countries, a lot of human rights violations that occur on a regular basis that we, when we had some standing, maybe could have affected some change, but now we don't even have credibility anymore. Television footage showed Mr. Sharafi in the hospital, his feet badly bruised and body covered by sensors, as he was visited by the head of the International Committee of the Red Cross delegation in Iran, Peter Stocker. The U.S. has denied any role in the detention of Mr. Sharafi, who was freed on April 3rd amid the standoff between the U.K. and Iran over captured British soldiers who were released the next day. But Mr. Stocker has denied claims by Iranian state television that the ICRC had confirmed after the meeting that the diplomat, Mr. Sharafi, second secretary of the Iranian embassy in Baghdad, was tortured. So the basically Peter Stocker from the ICRC did not confirm that this was evidence of torture. He said to the AFP, quote, I saw wounds in the back and feet, which were several weeks old, and I could see that they were very serious, end quote. But in these circumstances, we cannot confirm how these wounds were carried out, quote unquote. Mr. Sharafi was abducted, blah, blah, blah. We already covered that. So, just looking at different news stories, different accounts of this whole thing. This one, Wednesday, April 11th, from the AP. The United States has, on Wednesday, ruled out freeing five Iranians in U.S. custody in Iraq and rejected Tehran's charge that it tortured another during a two-month captivity in the war-torn country. Iran has warned it is unlikely to attend a May ministerial conference in Egypt on Iraq's security unless Washington releases the five whom U.S. authorities seized in a raid in northern Iraq in January. So, we may not have admitted to capturing that guy that we just referred to, but we have admitted to capturing these five. So it's interesting. If these five show up and they have evidence of torture, it's probably they're being held so these things can heal, perhaps. But you can't really dispute that. But this is going to be the reason why the Iranians will not attend that conference, which supposedly there's going to be some dialogue between Condoleezza Rice and the Iranian delegation, but they're not going to show up. We already know that. So this whole thing is set up to fail. It's all a big old scam, honestly. But anyway, with us, we have another break, and we'll be right back with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safe deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Doc help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Clean products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. Natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. The company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service is great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleil.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. This one, this story covering here, April 12th, BBC. And again, you could see the text of these stories changing based on the versions of events that we get. Perfect example we'll bring up here later. But anyway, this one from the BBC. An Iranian diplomat kidnapped in Iraq appeared before journalists in Tehran, saying a U.S. official was present while his captors tortured him. He said an American official had been present when he was tortured on his feet with what felt like an electric drill. Mr. Sharafi told the BBC, quote, "When I regained consciousness, the person who came to me clearly introduced himself as an American and he could speak," end quote. "But since I did not speak English, I was using an Arabic translator. At different stages, he told me this man had connections to the U.S. Embassy and was directly responsible for me," end quote. Earlier on Wednesday, a Red Cross official in Iran confirmed he had seen the marks on Mr. Sharafi's feet, legs, back, and nose, but Peter Stocker said he was not able to say if the scars were the result of her. Last week, a White House spokesman denied any involvement in Mr. Sharafi's abduction. Gordon Jandreau dismissed the claims accusing Iran's government of trying to, quote, deflect attention away from its own unacceptable actions, end quote. An unnamed U.S. intelligence official also denied any claims of saying, quote, "The CIA does not conduct or condone torture," end quote. Then why did he do it off the record, I wonder? It's a good question, I think, right? It sounds to me like something that an official could say. The CIA does not conduct or condone torture, end quote, from an anonymous source. So therefore, it's valid, right? April 3rd from PressTV.ir, obviously out of Iran. Jalal Sharafi's psychiatrist said the diplomat is constantly reliving the trauma of his torture, including mock executions by U.S. and Iraqi captors. Dr. Shreen, the second secretary of Iran's embassy in Baghdad, Jalal Sharafi, say the psychological and physical damage the Iranian diplomat endured are quote-unquote overwhelming. Reports have emerged that former Iraqi intelligence operatives had been involved in Sharafi's torture under the aegis of the CIA. the doctors told journalists in a press conference Wednesday. While it may take years for Gaddafi to recover from the ordeal he went through while in U.S. custody in Baghdad. Dr. Ali Reza Hosseini, a dermatologist, and Dr. Ali Sharifi, a trained psychiatrist, explained the medical procedures the Iranian official had undergone in light of the injuries he sustained while imprisoned by U.S. forces. Dr. Hosseini maintained that Sharafi had undergone continuous medical examinations, considering the serious condition he was in after returning to Iran upon his release on April 3rd. According to Hosseini, a thorough medical examination showed scars and deep wounds on Sharafi's head, nose, ear, and dark bruises on his back, which are clear indications he was severely beaten in those areas. According to Sharafi's personal physician, his sudden weight loss is a sign his body was under constant and severe pressure. Dr. Hosseini revealed that Sharafi suffered from intestinal bleeding as a result of severe blows he suffered on his sides and stomach. Meanwhile, Sharafi's psychiatrist stated his patient is a true victim of, quote, intense psychological torture, end quote. According to Dr. Ali Sharifi, unlike a normal prisoner who knows the identity of his captors and what he's up against, the Iranian diplomat was never charged with any crime and was completely left in the dark regarding his fate, which all mounts up to psychological torture. Throughout the 57 days, Sharafi in these excruciating circumstances, most of which was spent in solitary confinement without light, sound, or anything to read, the diplomat is partly deprived of his senses, said his psychiatrist. The second secretary at Iran's Baghdad embassy gave a detailed account of beatings and interrogations, which included being whipped on his feet with cables, gagged, and threatened with his life. A frail-looking Sharafi, who was brought to the press conference in a wheelchair, said, quote, I had my feet and hands and lashed my soles hundreds of times with cables and kicked and punched me, end quote. The Iranian official went missing in Baghdad more than 2 months back, also showed traces of slash marks on his back. Sharafi revealed that captors, quote, performed mock executions while my eyes were blindfolded and my hands and feet were bound, end quote. He said the drill torture occurred early in his captivity and beatings took place throughout. Sharafi told reporters 9 holes in his ankle and foot that he said were caused by a drill. Sharafi has repeatedly said that a U.S. official had been present when holes were drilled into his feet. The 40-year-old diplomat stated that, quote, the American began with a soft attitude at first, but turned harsh when he could not get what he wanted from me, end quote. Jalal Sharafi was released 9 days ago after more than 2 months after armed gunmen wearing uniforms of the elite Iraqi commando battalion abducted the diplomat in central Baghdad, where he was carrying a gift for his daughter. Meanwhile, the head of the International Committee of Red Cross delegation, Peter Stocker, visited Sharafi at an Iranian hospital where he had been treated for injuries he sustained when in U.S. custody in Iraq. Stocker, who had personally examined Sharafi, told an AP correspondent that the Iranian official's wounds, quote, happened during his detention, end quote. So even the Iranian press is not saying, well, yes, the Red Cross confirmed it was torture. So was it the CIA? Who knows? Was it the U.S.? Who knows? But again, to quote George Tenet, quote, we don't torture people, the fact is, it's post-9/11, end quote. Everybody forgets one central context of what we lived through, the palpable fear based on the fact that there was so much we did not know, end quote. And then this one, quote, this program is alone is worth more than the guy, the CIA, and the NSA put together, end quote. And then about whether to sleep, quote, of course you lose sleep over it. You're in new territory, end quote. Well, make up your own mind, folks. Back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. End Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken's the home of all your solar needs.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its 50 addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
RBNLive.com. You'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Love come quick. Love come in a hurry. There are thieves in the temple tonight.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. A couple more stories. I know we got the phone lines loaded up, as well they should be. This one is from CBS News, April 25th. On Tuesday, former Army Private Jessica Lynch testified in Washington, D.C. about the real story of her capture and rescue while serving in Iraq in 2003. She spoke before the House Government Reform Committee, along with the family of fallen Army Ranger Pat Tillman, which we've covered both these stories extensively. I'm not going to cover the details too much, except to highlight the media deception. Tillman, a former professional football player who joined the Army Rangers after September 11th, was killed by friendly fire in Afghanistan. At first, the military said he was killed by enemy fire and even posthumously awarded him the Silver Star. Lynch was badly injured when her convoy was ambushed in Iraq in 2003. She was later rescued by American troops from an Iraqi hospital, but the tale of her ambush was changed into a story of heroism on her part. At the hearing, the chairman of the House panel, Henry Wax, accused the government of inventing, quote, sensational details and stories, end quote, about Tillman's death, Lynch rescue. After she arrived home, Lynch set the record straight in a book called I Am a Soldier Too, end quote. She said, quote, at first I didn't even realize the stories that were being told. It was quite a while afterwards when I found out, and it was a little disappointing. And I knew I had to get the truth out there because I wouldn't be able to live with myself knowing that these stories were portraying me to do something that I didn't, end quote. Well, thank you, CBS. Very thorough examination of the truth that Jessica Lynch wants to get out so bad. Because all it says is that she was portrayed as being a hero, and she's saying she wasn't. Okay, but that's not really Kant, is it? This is from editor and publisher, April 25th. At a wrenching congressional hearing Tuesday, Jessica Lynch and the brother and mother, Pat Tillman, all denounced the military's role in spreading untruths about the infamous incident which surrounded Lynch in Iraq and Tillman in Afghanistan. Lynch said she was, quote, still confused about why lies were told. The military turned her into a Rambo figure and a legend in the media in 2003. But why did the press at first swallow the military story whole? That's what they're asking. It's a good question. Why did the press swallow it? Everybody loves a hero, and you got to have one. But notice these two American media sources covering the Jessica Lynch and Pat Tillman testifying have no details. So what about when we jump across the pond to the UK, timesonline.co.uk, 25th? Here's the truth, meaning some additional details, which should change perspectives. This is why the media swallows things, because the media does not hold itself accountable, nor are they held accountable by their counterparts here in the U.S., which is perfect reason why you got to start surfing around the planet to get some true news, compile the stories, and you get some truth. This one from the 25th, from the British press, timeline.co.uk. Jessica Lynch, the U.S. Army private who became the heroic American to the Iraq War when her convoy was ambushed soon after the invasion, lambasted the Bush administration yesterday for lying about the incident. She was testifying to Congress along with brother of Pat Tillman, the U.S. Army Ranger who gave up a lucrative career as an American football star, only to be killed by his own platoon in Afghanistan. And the two decried the Pentagon's deceit in turning their disastrous experiences into false tales of heroism. Miss Lynch was injured badly when the convoy was ambushed in Iraq on March 23, 2003, the third day of the war. The Pentagon said initially she was shot after emerging from her vehicle, guns blazing, before being abducted. Now, again, we'll get to the inconsistencies here. It emerged, it says, that she was injured in the ambush and was incapable of fighting. She was taken to an Iraqi hospital by Iraqi troops and owes her life to Iraqi doctors who even tried to return her to American troops. Iraqi hospital, Iraqi troops, Iraqi doctors who tried to give her back to the Americans. So we know that, A, the rescue thing was staged. We knew that right off the bat. But again, the CBS story talks about this. It says she was later rescued by American troops from an Iraqi hospital. Yeah, but it was staged. But see, of course, the American media is not going to portray the truth because it makes them look bad. Oh, it just gloss it over. Just a little bit of media attention, no thoroughness at all. This is the problem with all this stuff. This is the problem with the George Tenet thing. This is the problem with the torturing. No truth is coming out. But you have to search around, and you flip around all over the planet, and you bounce around these different news sites, and you can get the truth. Anyway, said Jessica Lynch, quote, "The bottom line is the American people are capable of determining their own ideals for heroes, and they do not need to be elaborate lies," end quote. That's true. Very true, and I agree with her on that point. The problem is it's not just we're being told elaborate lies. We're not even being told anything remotely similar to the truth because, again, the stories are one-page little blurbs that have no content. Yeah, they'll quote Jessica Lynch saying things like, "I had to set the record straight." Well, what is the record? Had to go to the British to find out. Tillman, in angry and emotional testimony, accused Army officials of destroying his brother's uniform, equipment, and notebook, falsifying witness statements, and rewriting the old hospital report in order to concoct, quote, an inspirational story, end quote, that his brother had died leading a charge against enemy fighters. For 5 weeks after his brother's death, the Pentagon and the White House told that story, Mr. Tillman said, including at his memorial service. Said Tillman, quote, "Revealing that Pat's death was fratricide," meaning friendly fire, "would have been yet another political disaster during a month already swollen with political disasters, so the facts needed to be suppressed," end quote. Mary Tillman, his mother, accused Rumsfeld, the former defense secretary, of being complicit, saying, quote, "These are intentional falsehoods that meet the legal definition of fraud," end quote. The Pentagon has said that there was no attempt at a cover-up, merely, quote, "error of judgment which created the perception of concealment," end quote. However, it says, the soldier who was with Tillman when he died testified last night he had been told by his superiors to conceal the circumstances from Tillman's brother. Said Specialist Brian O'Neill, quote, "was ordered not to tell him," end quote. Well, there you go. The appearance of concealment. Said Mr. Tillman, quote, "these are deliberate acts of deceit. This narrative was intended to deceive family, but more importantly, to deceive the American public," end quote. Mr. Tillman also cited other friendly fire cases that he claimed had been covered up, including Sergeant Patrick McCaffrey, whose family was told he was killed in Iraq on June 22, 2004, after an ambush by insurgents. 2 years later, they discovered the insurgents were the Iraqi troops he had been training. Said Tillman, quote, "before his death, he told the chain of command that these troops he had been training were trying to kill him and his team. He was told to keep his mouth shut." So a whole lot of stories here. Again, some interesting admissions of sorts on the part of George Tenet, who's more interested in clearing his political name and his legacy and his reputation and having a career than he is about the things he admits to doing, saying losing sleep over interrogation techniques, which if they were completely legal and not torture, why would you lose sleep in the first place? I just that the media is certainly glossing certain things over. And again, a perfect example right here, three-story segment about how It is the burden is upon you, my friends, and all of us, to seek out the truth. And the truth is out there. It just has to be a little bit of legwork has to go into it. Anyway, we'll take your calls here to the end of the hour, 800-313-9443. Greg in Iowa, welcome to the show. Yes, sir.
How you doing, bro?
This would be Greg Coleman.
Yes,
how
sir.
How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm just tired.
I hear you.
Long weeks again. I'm glad you got to that Jessica Lynn thing. I'm really glad you really went out and touched that.
Well, you know, it's just such a lie and such an omission on the American media to leave out the details of her testimony. I mean, I suppose part of it was probably on C-SPAN, maybe the whole thing, but who watches C-SPAN?
Oh, not enough people.
Hey, cure for insomnia.
Yeah.
Most of it's crap is what I'm saying. I know there are some good things out there, but... Yeah.
You know, most of it's information, you know, they're priming the public for stuff that they need to know later on, see?
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that's going to come out after the fact with reasons why they're doing this, why they're doing that, why mm-hmm. the torture, you know, really does exist. Anybody that ever looked in the CIA and understand the people that they put in that created the CIA to start with were people they brought in from, you know, Operation Paperclip from over in, you know, Germany after World War II. Anybody gets a picture of where the hell he come from, you know, any lie they can tell is a good lie. You know, it's as good as the truth as far as they're concerned. Answers are easy to come by. The truth takes a little more work. And you're out there doing the work.
Oh, you too, my friend.
I come across something that's pretty interesting that kind of runs along this line in a certain direction in the end of things that's going on. I got an interesting email that came in today from this medical doctor guy that's really kind of concerned about some of the stuff the government's doing with medical stuff. And you could probably pull this right over into torture later on, because if they can manipulate doctors to do this one thing I'm fixing to mention here, it'll go a lot further. There's this thing that's called the NPPES. It's a new database system their makers register with the federal government. It's like having a national ID card for doctors. Anybody can get on there on the internet and Google NPPES, and they'll pull up this thing, National Provider, you know, Identifier. It's an identifier system, numerator system. It's really kind of spooky in its location. If anybody wants to know how seriously soon this national ID card hit, this is what he had to say. The thing in this email, he's talking about doctors are going to have to be registered. Anybody that transmits information over the internet, any of the kind of medical information stuff, they transmit it, they got to register with this registry system. And here's where the spooky part comes in. It almost gives them a national ID card at the same time. It puts them on a certain database. Here's the one thing I found really, it actually takes place May 23rd, by 2007, May 23rd, next month, this is going to be in place. It says here, the goal is to monitor who can get health care by requiring the doctor to scan the patient's NAS card before care is given, which also notifies the insurance company, or the insurance company would not pay the bill. Given care to a person that doesn't have a national ID card will be grounds for taking the doctor's license.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's important.
That sinks it. That kind of puts it at the top of how soon they're fixing the squeeze. I was reading the Des Moines Registry just the end of last year, how they were talking about how many, somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 million to implement the national ID card system in Iowa. They were trying to figure out where they were going to come up with the money for this. I think everybody anywhere in, you know, big cities, little cities, across countries, you know, anywhere, any states, they're trying to figure out how to make this work. I think if they have this nuclear disaster, if they have one that's coming out soon, if they hit, you know, Iran with all the stuff they can, they're going to force all this system. And it's like they're going to really narrow down the number of doctors in the United States, because if they don't have this national ID card, they can't provide, you know, health insurance. They can't. I think their ID registry will actually become their official license to practice medicine. And that has a lot of implications to it, because you can see, like, this thing about the skills requirement, the skills draft.
Yes.
This looks like, to me, from the analysis I've done, that this is like the first stage of this skills draft.
Wow.
When they start this ID thing with this to register, any other aspect of anything in society, you know, from, you know, policeman, you know, all the way down to a plumber, if they may have to register to actually, if anybody that has a license to do certain kinds of work, in order to, you know, electrician or whatever, you can see where this is going. Where if you go, you know, it's
just
crazy.
to take it a step further, you know, we've talked about what the big campaign issues are going to be coming up in the 2008 election, and I'm sure you are aware of one that got at me in the course of you telling me the story, which is mandatory health care. So yes. If they do implement a nationwide program, and we know, of course, this is Hillary's big big cause among many, and yes. All the other major Democratic players have mentioned the same thing. Certainly Edwards is going to be for it because his wife's got cancer, right? And Obama's going to be for it, too, because they're all, you know, they have to jump on the same bandwagons. But if they implement this in terms of the way it's being conducted in Massachusetts, what this is, for those who don't know, is mandatory health care statewide. You have to have some amount of some level of health coverage, some amount of insurance on yourself and family. If you do not do so, you are going to be penalized $1,000. Now, I don't know. I assume it's per year because I think they said they would take it out of your tax return if you get one at all. And I assume it's per person. So that's a real problem, which means you're going to get jacked thousands of dollars at the end of the year if you don't get jacked, you know, thousands of dollars over the course of the whole year by having this ridiculous insurance, which isn't going to do anything for you. But the point is that who would pony up the dough to facilitate a national ID card if it would be used in conjunction with insurance companies other than insurance companies who will get a heck of a lot of business because you'll be forced to carry insurance?
I mean, it's like, if they're forcing people to license to drive a car,
yeah,
they're going to be forcing people to have a license to even live at some point.
That's right. Sounds like the mark of the beast to me.
Yeah, right down the line, right down the line. In the eastern states up there, I noticed the thing you were talking about with the insurance thing. It's a lot of the doctor's office is already talking about implementing it. When you go into the office, you sit down, you fill out the normal paperwork, then you fill out this extra little piece of paperwork without, unbeknownst to the patient, the doctor looks at the answer you give, and it's almost, in a way, it is on their side of the fence. You don't know what you're doing. You're just filling this stuff out, you're answering questions, but it's actually a small-scale psychological evaluation. I've seen copies of some of the forms they played with, and ideas of this is like, man. And that's like the thing, the mandatory psych evaluation they're going to give everybody, you know, to have a, you know. And if you don't, it's like crazy. It's like I can see where we can't see it now in a normal society where we're at. We can't even fathom the implementation of some of this stuff. But on the other side of the fence, with enough given, enough disasters, enough catastrophes, enough, you know, mind-numbing situations where people will comply to virtually anything, they will think for them, to themselves, in order to be part of the system, they would have to go through this process, get the psych evaluation, be approved to be a normal citizen. You know, like the movie Minority Report. It goes one step within that. You know, Minority didn't recover that particular aspect, but there's parts of that that go with that. All this stuff glues together with, you know, surveillance and everything else we've got to deal with. And did you catch that email about health, the thing, the email I sent you about the problem and how high it is?
Yeah.
San Juan, Puerto Rico, sitting at 13, Hawaii, Honolulu, Hawaii, sitting at 12. If you look at some
on
of the newer
scale
ones,
of what, 15 you said?
That's crazy. The scale only goes up to 15.
Yeah.
I mean, only being 4 points away from the end of the scale.
I know. It's kind of like a Category 5 hurricane is like, I don't know what it is. It's like, you know, 100 and something miles per hour all the way up to like billions of miles per hour.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
exactly.
Like an unending top end of the scale. I mean, you have Category 5 hurricanes that differ by this, you know, 100 per hour, and they're both still fives. That's kind of bizarre. Let me ask you to hang on here, Greg, and we'll come back in 3 minutes, folks, and wrap up the big show, wrap up the week here with Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box,
box without social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacyx.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering rollback insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocument.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. And here we are, the tail end of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and certainly a whole week of impact programs. Sorry for all the callers we're going to have to strand tonight. We just are out of time, and, well, what can I say? We took calls till about 1:30, and then nothing until the limit. So, yeah, you get in what you can. Let's get back to Greg in Iowa. Welcome back, sir.
Yes, sir. I want to thank you for having me on here. Whenever that was, a few weeks ago.
I really enjoyed that. I enjoy that very much.
I apologize for not being at my best, but it's hard to describe stuff that's that, you know, that complicated and that complex to the average public. It just isn't hard. It's just not easy to do.
I thought you did a good job.
Well, I didn't, but you know, I appreciate you very much, friend.
Well,
I hope we get to do it again.
We will. We will very soon.
Try to help people not be panicked, because they're going to start seeing some stuff happening. And weather is just, well, that tornado thing, you know,
yeah,
in Texas, and there's going to be a lot more of that.
Well, not only that, but, you know, I was perusing the news obviously every day, but today there were various stories about how it's been unseasonably warm over there in Europe for the most part. And, you know, the public is really enjoying it. The businesses are enjoying it, too. People are outside. They're buying stuff. They're spending their money. They're not just cooped up inside in crappy weather. So, as a result of that, of course, the politicians are horrified, saying, no, this means we're going to have a traumatic year, which I think we will. But at the same time, again, this whole concept of global warming is just leading us into further control and taxation and oppression and tyranny, honestly,
yeah,
globally.
It's going to be an easy end for them to, you know, propagate some of their ideas, spread them around, get things going the way they want to go, control people's ideas, what they believe, and, you know, get them to control, you know, understand But they want them to understand how this thing works according to how they're telling it versus what's really happening. Some of the solar observatory people down there in NASA, there's like two groups that are divided at the moment about what they really think. They think it's going to be the sun's kind of at a stalemate, stalled kind of, where it doesn't look like the activity is going to be really high till somewhere over the hill of 2008, over into 2008. And then the other half is saying it doesn't look like that to them. So how could people have that much intelligence and information about stuff be almost diametrically opposed against each other? And they're reading off the same page. Is there science that one group has is different than what the other saying? I don't know. I think they're confused. I think they're all worried, dumbfounded. They don't know what to think. They're being told what to think, and they're given the guidelines. And I know with university professors, I've seen them work with stuff and come up with these ideas and say, hey, I want to do a study on this thing. I want to do a study in this particular area. They take it to the Board of Regents, the dean, and say, here's what we got. Can we fund this? Someone is tapping him on the shoulder and the dean saying, no, you can't touch that.
It's true.
So you're getting these ideas, that they want to keep these things silent. But we don't want them to be silent, and we need to be heard. And I'm here to tell people stuff.
Well,
if I can help them understand.
Absolutely. No, I think that all the information that you brought out is extremely vital, and for those who haven't heard it, they should hear you talk. Because, again, there are changes going on in the entire solar system and certainly with the sun as well. And we're not aware or cognizant of the danger. Certainly we can't protect ourselves. And after we did our interview, I went out and bought some really, 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 really good sunglasses. So so I appreciate
well, it's good for you to do. Good
yeah.
for you to know that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not a sunglass wearer myself. So this was
gotta protect what you got, partner.
I hear you. Well, I appreciate the call, my friend, as always.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth.